Thank you, everybody, for taking the time out to listen to me once again. This is Real Talk with Tim, and I'm back with another episode. Shout out to everybody who been showing me love on my podcast. I really appreciate that. And if you have Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeartRadio, please make sure you go look me up on all four platforms to keep up with the content. Also, make sure y'all go follow me on Instagram at Real Talk with Tim and Twitter at RTWT Podcast to keep up with the content as well. Also, please make sure that y'all are going to my online store. Yes, my online store is now open. You can go purchase some merchandise from the Real Talk with Tim podcast. All you have to do is go to realtalkwithtim.myshopify.com. If you follow me on Instagram, you can click on the link in my bio and you can just go from there. Now today, guys, I'm back again with another great episode. And today we're going to be talking about life as a girl dad. And this is part three. Now, if you would like to go listen to part two, please, I advise you to go to season four to check out part two. Part two was like probably my favorite of the two that I already made. And it's probably because I got my daughters on there and y'all get to see their personalities, see how they are and all that good stuff. But if you would like to go check out part one, then go to season three. I advise you to go to season three, check that out. And speaking of part one, Life as a Girl Dad, Life as a Girl Dad part one is actually my most played episode ever. And I feel good about it because of the episode, because of what type of episode it is. It's an episode about, you know what I'm saying, my fatherhood. It's about my girls and stuff like that. So that actually pushed me to make a part three because I really feel like that fatherhood is amazing. You know, shout out to motherhood too, but fatherhood is amazing, man. You know what I'm saying? I really feel like it makes a man out of you, especially if you're a good dad. You know what I'm saying? A good dad that's walking around here, you ignoring all the haters, all the negative comments about fatherhood in general, because we know people have a lot of things to say about fatherhood. So when you already a good dad, you know what I'm saying? You have to be built a certain way so that you can ignore all of that and still do what you got to do. Make it all about your kids, because a lot of times people will distract you and bring out an older version of you that you may not like. You know what I'm saying? Because you may have been the type of dude that used to be in the streets and you really been into some street shit and you really about that life, and you turned your life around for your kids, and people still be, maybe the mothers still try to test you and stuff like that, and then they try to bring the old you out. If you are that dude that know how to ignore that and still make it all about your kids, still keep your life calm and all that, you're a beast, man. And anybody who been down with me since day one for my podcast, y'all already know I speak a lot about fatherhood already. I speak a lot about fatherhood. I have a lot of episodes that I'm not going to name right now because it's too many to name. But y'all know I speak about fatherhood a lot, because I was just telling somebody the other day that fatherhood for me is very personal. It's very personal for me because I didn't have my father around. So I have something to prove, not only to my kids, but to myself, because the fact that I didn't grow up with, the fact that I grew up without a father, I'm proving to myself, like, no matter what the situation is, I will always be in my kids' lives. I will always be there for them. I will do anything under the sun for them. I will never allow my kids to become adults and have them speak of me in a way where I was never there for them. So fatherhood is very deep and very personal for me. It's not just your regular old, oh, I'm a good dad, I'm gonna buy my kid this, and I'm a good dad because I did this. I'm a good dad because, oh, I got her for the weekend, and oh, I'm a good dad because I take pictures with them a lot and I post them and I make up all these fancy ass captions. No, it ain't all like that with me. It's very personal. Very personal, because I said this in one of my previous episodes. I said my world revolves around my kids. Like, I'm one of those dudes, like, I be seeing all everybody that I know is a parent, whether I know you're a mother or a father. A lot of people be having a lot of free time on their hands. A lot of parents be traveling and having mommy time, daddy time, and just be free all the time. Yeah, I'm not free like that because I choose not to. It's weird. I mean, I still know how to make time for myself, but I guess I don't think about it like that. And I'm not trying to say, trust me when I tell you, I'm not trying to say, oh yeah, I want my kids 7 days a week, every week for their whole life. Now, I definitely ain't saying that, but it definitely do feel like that. But since I'm not in the streets like that, I'm not always on the scene, I'm okay with that. And I'm, like I said, I have something to prove. It's very personal to me to give my kids my presence whenever they want it. You know what I'm saying? But trust me when I tell you, I do want my time and have my time and still get my time. I'm just not tripping like everybody else do. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I just wanted to make that little spill right there because we're going to get into a few things today. We're going to talk about the multiple kid rule. Now, this multiple kid rule, I'm sure a lot of mothers and fathers who have multiple kids, you know, they know about this. So let's just say, I'm going to tell y'all a story real quick. Now, one day I took one of my daughters into the shoe store to buy her a pair of shoes. More specifically, my middle daughter that live in North Carolina. I took her into the shoe store to buy her some shoes. She needed some shoes. Like, she growing like crazy. Feet getting big. She getting taller. Damn that eye level with me. You know, she getting big. So I take all three of my kids into the store. That was the mistake right there. I should have just took her. So I took all three of them into the store. And then I took my daughter to the wall with her size shoes at. And then I tell her pick out a shoe. So she pick out a shoe. I tell a dude, you know, she want this. Tell him her size and all that. So while I'm doing that, my oldest daughter, she like, well, how come she get a pair of shoes and I don't? So I'm like, damn. So, you know, yeah, I gave her hell or whatever. But then guess what? I still end up getting her a pair of shoes. But then my baby girl was like, well, since they getting a pair of shoes, can I get some shoes? And I'm like, what the hell? So I went in there intending to spend under $100 because, you know, kids shoes prices and stuff like that. It ain't, you know, all like that. But so I went in there expecting to spend under $100. And I come out the store spending over $100 with three pair of shoes. You absolutely have to do for the others as you do for one. Because if you don't, you're going to have to deal with attitudes. You're going to have to deal with tears. You're going to have to deal with why this, why that, how come this, how come that. I deal with that all the time. Like, it don't matter what I do. I have come into the house with a snack or candy or something like that for one kid, and the other kid say, well, how come I didn't get, you know the faces, oh my God, you got to deal with a whole lot of stuff. That multiple kid rule is real. Anybody out here will tell you that. I promise you, if you don't understand the multiple kid rule, go buy one of your kids something and don't buy the other kid something and just see how that work out for you, because I promise you, you might deal with some tears immediately depending on how your kid raised, you know what I'm saying? Another thing I wanted to address is that everything that you do in the beginning of parenthood will come back and haunt you in the end. And the reason why I say that is because if you one of those parents who spoiled your child at the beginning, from a newborn to a toddler and all that, if you spoil your kid in the beginning, it's going to show up. And now when I say spoil you, I mean holding them all the time, keeping them on your chest, sleeping face to face, walking around with them in your arms. Trust me, I get it. You know, this is my baby. I'm a new dad. You know, I want to walk around with them. You know, I love them. You know, that's cool. But I spoil you, my oldest daughter, when she was first born. I used to always have her on my chest. I used to always sleep face to face with her, walk around holding her. And you know what was happening? I couldn't put her down for 2 minutes before she started crying. I couldn't get nobody to watch her. Nobody. I'm telling you, I couldn't get not a soul to watch her. But as she got older, she started winging off. Now, I do know other people with spoiled children. And it's crazy how spoiled kids are. Now, when I say it's going to haunt you in the end, it can haunt you in different ways. It can haunt you in a relationship you might have with a significant other, or it can haunt you in your pockets because you done got this kid so used to having this, to the point where when they get older, that's what they're gonna expect. Or they like it's gonna feel weird to them. If you buy your kids shoes all the time, clothes all the time, give them money all the time, do this and do that, you just flooding them with shit. They're gonna expect that same treatment as they get older. Now, what I mean by haunting your relationship with your significant other, because let's just say you have a kid that's, I don't know, four. You have a four-year-old that's used to being held by you, or sleeping with you, or just always up under you. You go to deal with somebody and y'all want to sleep in the bed together and have y'all time, y'all not going to be able to do that because y'all going to have little man or little mama in the middle of both of y'all in the bed. And the person that you date, they may not like that. They may not want that. So you got to be careful what you do in the beginning. Now, could they be broken out of that? Of course. But is that what you really want to do in the beginning? Do you really want to? Now, for the first time parents, I get it, because everybody 9 times out of 10 going to spoil their kid in the beginning. But this is my message to everybody who's thinking about doing that. Don't. You're going to regret it. Now, another thing I wanted to get on here and talk about with y'all is what it's like having a growing preteen daughter. Now, my daughter just turned 12 in March, and obviously she'll be 13 next year. And I will say that it's quite the fucking experience. I'm telling you right now, because as a father, I mean, I know a lot of things are going to happen down the road, right? I know boys are going to come into the picture. I know the whole image thing and finding your style and, you know, what you want to do, what you like. I know all of these things. Man, I'm so speechless. It's like, I don't like a lot of the things that I see. Okay. For example, social media is one of the biggest influential things out here in this world for our children. Now, a lot of shit is going on social media. You know what I'm saying? And these kids are, you know, they're being the sponges that they are. You know, they seeing a lot of grown ass dances, and they seeing a lot of grown ass wardrobe styles that they see other people wearing, and they want to do it too. Weird ass hairstyles and shit they see other people doing, they want to wear them too, and it's just all over the place. But my daughter is a very stubborn girl, and I'm starting to see that she gets a lot of things from me. Now, I will tell y'all this. Now, a lot of people may not care, but please watch what you're talking about on the phone when you're around your kids. Because I will tell y'all this. I went through my daughter's phone the other day, and I saw a lot of things that I'm not going to talk about right now, but I saw a lot of words being said that shocked the hell out of me. And for the life of me, I'm like, where the hell did she learn to talk like this? And then I started thinking about myself. I'm like, damn, I'm going to just give y'all a little piece of something, man. My daughter was texting somebody, and somebody said something to her. And you know what she said? I'm gonna give y'all this little bit. Y'all know what she said? She gonna say, "Damn, wait till I get in the house." I was like, "What?" I didn't laugh when I saw it. I'm laughing now because I'm just thinking back. Like, damn, like I know she's heard me say shit like that before, and. Like wardrobe-wise, like, when it's hot outside, my daughter want to wear shorts and shit like that. And I'm like, man, you know, she want to wear shorts that I feel like be too short, but she apparently don't feel like they're too short. I just don't. Like, my daughter already, like, developing a body. Like, she already got chest and stuff like that. And then when she want to wear shorts, the father in me, like, man, why are you showing your legs, man? You ain't wear some pants, wear some leggings. Like, that's the dad in me. Like, but then I gotta realize, like, man, it's just shorts. I mean, you know, me, I'm thinking, like, I don't want your legs showing. Like, it's all these creep niggas around here, they might try to look at you. These little boys might try. You know, I'm getting into overprotective dad mode, and it's so hard having a daughter that's growing up and getting close to teenage years, because I don't know how to turn off dad mode. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to turn off dad mode. Every time I see she do something, like she's into the nails and shit, and then some of the nails that she wear, they just be too long, and I just be like, man, cut that shit down. I don't care if you cut it down to your nub, cut it down. Like, I just be thinking too much. She's a growing girl, she's getting a body, she's wearing shorts when it's, you know, the appropriate weather, and she got the nails, and you know, and then when you look into the photos of the phone, it's like, where she learn to pose like that? Where did she learn to pose like that? Like, I don't like that pose. Get your hand off your chin. Take a regular pose, like a regular little girl. And it's like, somebody said to me one day, they said, man, you being such a dad, man, relax. If you be too overprotective, she ain't gonna be comfortable with you. She gonna try to be sneaky with everything if you don't relax. And I'm like, man, I don't know how to, though. I don't know how to. It's a lot of shit that go on into this world, and I just don't know how to, like, not think about those things that go on in the world. Now, one important rule that I teach my daughters is the same thing that my mother taught me about my brother and sister. Always have each other's back. Like, no matter what, it's y'all against the world. Because once I go and y'all mothers go, like, what do y'all have? All y'all have is each other. Treat each other with respect. Always have each other's back. Yeah, y'all going to get into it and have y'all little moments where, you know what I'm saying, y'all don't like each other too much. But always be there for your little sister. Always be there for your big sister. Because when y'all get older, y'all going to get friends and stuff like that. And y'all have cousins and stuff like that. So just don't forget who your brother or sister is. Like, for example, like, my oldest daughter, you know, she'll be 13 next year. She's getting closer and closer up there. They all a year behind each other, but still, you know, she's going to be a teenager before them, so her mental and everything is changing. So, like, I try to remind her, like, no matter how many friends you have, no matter what you and your friends do, that's fine. Y'all could do y'all little girl thing and stuff like that, but guess what? You still have a little sister, though. You still have a little sister who just may be looking up to you and you don't even realize it. And I say that for all of them. Like, they're cousins too. Like, y'all all need to be close. Because just imagine, like they all got their own mothers. But just imagine if I was gone and their mothers were gone. God forbid. You know, they have to still ride for each other the same way like they did when we was here. Like, that's been installed in me since I was little. So I got that. I does that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my brother. That's my sister. I'm going to always be big bro. That's my little brother. That's my little sister. You know, I'm going to always have a back if my mother wasn't here. You know what I'm saying? Now, one important thing that I don't want my daughters to do is, number one, obviously the opposite of what I just said. And I do not want them to be the type of siblings where if they mad at each other, they're fighting. They physically fighting each other. I do not want my daughters to put their hands on each other. I stress that right now. Like, even when they get mad with each other, the one thing that I can say is my daughters never put their hands on each other. They never put their hands on each other. You know why? Because I made that very fucking clear. I do not want them to be physically fighting each other. I do not want them to not have each other's back. What else do I want them to do? That's pretty much it. That pretty much, because everything can fall under the umbrella of all of that. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, y'all, this whole life as a girl dad thing, it's actually so many personal stories that I want to share with y'all. But I have to be in a mental space where, or a more comfortable space where I feel like I want to share that personally. I don't know if I want to share, anything like that personal just yet. Now, I don't mind coming on here talking, you know, in less detail about certain stories, but I don't think I want to hit y'all with those personal stories yet. Now, I might bring my daughters back on my show for Life as a Girl Dad 4. I'm telling you. That's what I think I might do, because I want my daughters to get on here and talk about the stories, because I don't want to speak for them. Listen, I'm going to be that dad where I'm going to let them speak for themselves. You know how they say you got to hear from the horse's mouth? Y'all going to hear from their own mouth about the stories, about their dad, and you know what we be doing. And y'all going to hear the whole nine, man. We're going to have a good time. Now, like I said in the beginning, y'all, if y'all want to go check out the other two Life as a Girl Dad episodes, go back to season 4 and 3 to check out Life as a Girl Dad 2 and 1. I do want to thank y'all for taking y'all time to listen to me once again for another episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. That's all the time that I have today. Now, another thing that I want to say before I get out of here, if you are struggling with anything in life, anything, I'm not going to go into detail about that, but if you're struggling with anything, if life is kicking your ass, please fight back. Fight back. Do not let life beat your ass. Fight back. If you fall down, get back up. It don't matter how many times you fall down. It only matter how many times you get up and fight. If you get knocked down once and stay down, you lost. You're a sucker. Get back up and fight. That's my time again, y'all. Thank y'all, and I'll holler at y'all next episode.